from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for today's worst day on the web with Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Well, that sucks.
All right, we've got another addition to the long list of dumb athlete injuries. Today, we go down to Miami. Miami Marlins outfielder Dane Myers is going to miss quite a bit of time after fracturing his foot yesterday, or on Saturday, rather. In Saturday's game, Miami Marlins outfielder Dane Myers stepped to the plate against Cincinnati Reds, and they were losing 10-6 in the eighth inning. And on strike three, Myers had a check swing that the home plate umpire said, went, "Strike!"
Mm-hmm.
And Derek Thomas punched him out. Myers looked for an appeal to first base, and the home plate ump said, "Not so fast, my friend. I called strike three. You went. You are out, my friend." The damnedest thing is that even the catcher pointed down to first base, yes, like, "Hey, let's get confirmation here," right as the ball hit his glove. And it was still, "No, not today, my friend."
Mm-mm.
And Myers went ape bleepity. And he went and he threw a temper tantrum, threw his helmet down, threw his batting gloves off. He was having none of it. And he got run from the game. First of all, we should start with, do you think he went on the swing?
Well, okay. So I finally watched this video from the your typical, you know, outfield position where you're, you know, behind the pitcher. It did not look like he went. It looked like he cut it short.
He did not break his hands, but his hands came forward, but the bat did not.
Once you got to the camera angle from the side, across home plate, he went out clearly like way over across the home plate. And so, yes, I think that he went.
Strike three, he gone. That's not where it ended. The cameras cut as Myers was going down through the dugout and into the clubhouse,
mm-hmm,
where apparently upon entry to the clubhouse, Myers kicked a door and broke his foot. Now, this is a guy he's not an everyday starter.
Okay. Well, lucky for him, I guess.
He's 28.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you know this.
He got to be cut.
The Miami Marlins have the worst record in the National League. And
that sounds like kind of an evergreen statement.
The second worst record in all of baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Only worse are the Chicago White Sox.
Ah.
This man may have just kicked his way right out of Major League Baseball.
Yes.
With that one.
Yeah. Yeah, at least right down to AAA.
And this always gets me, though, like when you get guys that they want to throw the tantrum and then they end up getting hurt.
Yeah.
Because, God, who was the pitcher? We've had guys trying to punch the Gatorade bottle that they get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Sparks? He tried to like rip a phone book in half.
Okay, yeah. Because who hasn't tried to do that among all of us?
We've had guys like trying to rip like the bullpen phone or punch the bullpen phone,
mm-hmm.
break your hand. Bull Durham never punch with the throwing hand. I think we all know that one. But these are the dumb sports injuries. Never cease to amaze me.
No.
My personal favorite in game is Gus Frerotte headbutting a wall after scoring a touchdown in celebration.
Yeah.
Martin Gramatica, we remember him jumping up in the air and mm-hmm. doing the kick.
Tearing his ACL.
That's right.
Yep.
Yep. You have a torn ACL doing that. This one is going to be buried in so many other dumb sports injuries because, like, Joel Zamaya getting hurt playing Guitar Hero.
Mm-hmm.
That's an all-time favorite. We've had Major League Baseball players. They seem more prone to the dumb injuries.
Who was the one that I think caught himself in the lower leg with an axe trying to chop some wood?
With
a hatchet?
That was a kicker, right? I think that was Chris Hansen.
Okay.
Not to catch a predator, Chris Hansen.
Yeah, no, not
kicker
that one.
Chris Hansen.
Why don't you come have a seat?
Why do you have these? Why do you have these Smirnoff ices? Are those for you?
With Jolly Ranchers.
Good Lord. That show is so creepy. So creepy. We have the infamous one, John Smoltz, who ironed his shirt while wearing it.
Yeah.
Burning himself.
That one is still...
Less known is Brian Anderson. You remember Brian Anderson, Diamondbacks?
Okay.
He ironed his face. He was checking to see if the iron was hot, so his choice was, I'm going to put it on my face.
Haven't we all done that at one point? No, wait, never mind.
We have.
No.
We have not.
I don't check to see if the iron is hot
God.
By pressing it on my face.
Who is the guy? He missed at games. Get plural. Baltimore, Cordova?
Sure, Marty.
Marty Cordova.
Hey!
Marty Cordova.
Look, the sun even shines on a dog's ass some days.
Tanning bed.
There we go. Okay, yeah, fell asleep.
Tanning bed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, falling asleep in a tanning bed is an all-timer.
Mm-hmm.
We had, who was the, Greasy, Brian Greasy,
uh-huh.
who fell through a glass table, tripping over his dog, I think that was.
Yeah.
One of my all-time favorites, though, it's never been confirmed, is the Grey Goat and Dance Dance Revolution rumor that was out there.
Yes.
That he injured himself.
By the way, back to the Brian Greasy. I knew a guy. I worked with a guy at the old Chicago, another bartender. And after he left there and moved to Colorado, he had his girlfriend stolen by Brian Greasy.
Really?
Yeah. Which I guess, I mean, you know.
How'd that work out for
you? If you're going to lose a girl to somebody, it might as well be to an NFL quarterback, right? It's like, what are you going to do? What do you want? He's playing in the NFL. Jeez.
I don't know. That still hurts, though, yeah. Because like it'd be one thing if it was like John Elway.
I guess, yeah. It wasn't even Bob Greasy.
Yeah. Yeah. Was the famous Glenn Allen Hill, too? Bad Nightmare?
Glenn Allen Hill. The guy... And the one thing I still can't get over about Glenn Allen Hill is that he has two first names, but they're both in the same first name. There's no space. There's no hyphen. It's just Glenn Allen. All one word.
I'll be damned. I never thought about that.
Yeah.
Ooh, here's a good one from the Vancouver Ford text line. Trevor Bauer cutting his finger on a drone propeller and missing a playoff start.
Yeah, and it's not even the worst thing that Trevor Bauer did.
No. 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 Dang.
Sorry. That's a bit of a tangent.
Kazusaki was loaded and fell and bruised a rib, blamed it on bringing luggage down the stairs. That text coming in. I bet you, I wonder, like this one with Dane Myers, alcohol was not involved, right?
Sure.
I have to imagine like Brian Anderson ironing his face. That, I mean, the alcohol is probably involved.
It has to. I mean,
the greasy
it
one.
It would be worse if it's not.
The greasy one, alcohol probably involved.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Like with Joel Zamaya injuring yourself playing too much Guitar Hero, I'm thinking maybe weed's involved in that one.
Yeah.
You're probably just.
Could be. Well, look, let's face it. It could be weed and alcohol there. I mean,
you never know.
Let's get loaded and throw down some Van Halen.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Guitar Hero was a great idea, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
That game was fun.
Mm-hmm.
They still churning those ones out?
I have no idea.
Mm.
I have no idea. My closest association to video games these days is on the Switch and like the Mario games and the Mario Odyssey All and right. Origami and such. Yeah.
Dang, man.
We did buy the Bluey game not too long ago.
Of course they got that.
Yeah.
Of course they got that.
Yeah.
Dumb sports injuries are something that will never get old.
No.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like you need them in your world. Because it just shows you, hey, they're one of us, too.
Yeah.
They're one of us.
Exactly.
Even the most skilled of athletes, they'll get hurt doing everyday stuff, too. And they're pretty dumb when you're... the thing with Smoltz is, like, I hold John Smoltz to a higher regard because he seems like he's a pretty smart guy. Shirt while it is on?
Yeah, I don't... The two of those together, ironing your shirt while it's on and testing the heat of the iron on your face.
Yeah.
I don't understand how you try either one of those. I'm flummoxed.
All right, Dane Myers, you are on. You are on the board now as dumb sports injury. And I applaud you for it. This is a public service announcement to everybody out there. Don't kick doors. They're sturdy.
Yeah.
They are sturdy.
Well, especially probably those ones leading from the dugout into the clubhouse. I'm guessing that's got to be a metal door, a big like steel door, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't Sammy Sosa got hurt sneezing too, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, he hurt his back sneezing.
Yeah.
I believe. Yeah.
I've been there, man.
And then it made his face all white?
No, that's not what happened.
Oh, no.
That's not what happened there.
Okay.
No. No. But don't, hey, also don't be Plaxico Burress and go shoot yourself. That's also one
that's a bad one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or JPP and lose your fingers in a fireworks accident.
Oh, yeah.
Or like in Zoolander, you don't want to go get yourself kid in a crazy, tragic, accidental gasoline fight.
No, that is very tragic. That was a true story. No, it was not. It was not a true story.
Not a true story.
It's not true at all. Didn't Joel Prisbilla injure his knee getting out of the shower?
That sounds about right. Yeah. I think I remember hearing that. Yeah.
Yeah. Dang. Oh yeah. Kendrys Morales tore his ACL jumping on home plate, celebrating his walk off grand slam. That from Jordan.
I remember that one.
Well, didn't he also, who was it with the Angels that had like a compound fracture doing that same thing? You've been there before. Slide in head right? first, yeah. You know, do a somersault. Oh, man.
Well, yeah, you don't see those guys coming in with the big jump and landing right on home plate again, do you?
Roger Federer on the on the Vancouver Ford text line, giving his kids a bath, hurt his knee.
Yeah.
Yeah, you never know.
Hey, I did once pull my back getting out of the minivan at the grocery store.
My first back injury was getting a car seat out of the car.
Yeah.
And it was like I wasn't pulling on it or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Just like I unbuckled it from the thing and I went to move it and it was just like, oh.
Yep, getting old sucks.
My back is broken. Spinal.
Doctor said I need a backiotomy.
Frozen feet in the cryogenic tube, that Antonio Brown famously freezing his feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he had to miss some time for that, didn't he?
Yeah.
Before camp.
Yeah, and then when Aaron Brooks was at Oregon his freshman year, he strained his knee because his bike seat was too low.
Okay, that's just dumb.
But he looked cool, though.
Strained his knee because his bike seat was too low?
Yeah. 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 Which makes me wonder what kind of bike Aaron Brooks was riding around Oregon's campus. Was he like on? Did he
Are we talking like one of those low riders even
with the big bars up top?
Yeah. Well, did he have that, or did he even have it where it was the chain linked steering wheel on there instead of the handlebars too?
But I'm in my mind, he was on a BMX bike and Luke Jackson was riding on the pegs.
Sorry, I hear that in my mind, and all I can think of is John C. Reilly in Talladega Nights going, I like to picture my Jesus in a tuxedo t-shirt.
Yeah, I like to picture my Aaron Brooks on BMX bike, and Mitch Platt is riding on the pegs, looking all majestic, wearing a cape. And Aaron's wearing the duck head.
You can call me Nighthawk.
doing wheelies. It's awesome.
It was awesome.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.